From the Opubco studios at Britain and Broadway, you're listening to a News OK podcast.
Hello once again, News OK listeners. Yeah. That's the mood around here today.
Yes.
The tastiest podcast on the World Wide Web is not so tasty today.
It's sour. It's kind of sour.
It's sour. I'm Dave Cathy.
I'm Carrie Coppernall.
And I'm Brian Dean.
And we're all really, really mad.
I'm mad.
Really, really mad. That's not even the proper word we're all feeling right now, but that's as much as we're feeling confident we can get away with.
So. I just have to ask you guys both, if I had told you 4 weeks ago that come final five time, Carla and Leah would still be here.
Oh, my Lord.
What would your reaction be?
I just had an epiphany. Carla or Leah or both could be in the final.
Exactly. I would have,
and not Jamie.
Yeah, I would have laughed in your face.
I don't even know what else to say in that regard. I mean, I guess we'll just have to kind of...
It's pathetic.
Go into a recap. I mean, obviously we're angry because Jamie was kicked off the show this
Jamie
week.
Jamie goes home. Terrible idea.
I know.
In lieu of
I
Leah,
know.
Who's been bad every single week.
Yeah, Jar Jar Binks, I'll give her the benefit of the doubt here. 2 weeks in a row, she stepped up and done something.
I have
Leah,
to say,
on the other hand, has just gotten dumber and dumber.
Yes.
And I don't even know if she pronounced the word dumber at
okay.
this point.
Okay, quick fire challenge, which I thought was a great challenge.
Yeah.
Because it's like you have to know how to fillet a fish, which is a very basic skill, but obviously these fish are completely bizarre and strange.
Yes. And yeah.
Nailing an eel to a board.
And shockingly, Leah did not win.
Yeah.
Although, remember,
she won the first round. It was a three
round.
Yeah,
I'm actually shocked she even got past the first
round.
And
she was too.
But you know what?
Did you see the look on her face?
Do you know what she said that to me is complete shock? Did you catch where she said that she was the head fish cook?
Yeah, I did.
At some restaurant once?
Oh, yeah.
She's messed up fish how many times?
She leaves
bones and fish.
She didn't say what restaurant. It could have been McDonald's.
Long John Silver's.
No, McDonald's.
She was the head fish chef at Long John Silver's.
That's the only thing I can think of.
Somewhere where there's no fish.
But no.
Fish.
I will say one thing before we let the hate, you know, ooze too rapidly.
Yeah.
That was a great quick fire challenge.
It was.
Not just from what Carrie pointed out, you know, perfectly, it was really interesting to watch and it showed different kinds of skills.
Mm-hmm.
But what a great, great gift they got. The winner, Stefan, won, and he gets this package, basically 2 week one-on-one.
That went from the quick fire. That was from the elimination challenge.
Was that the quick fire?
Oh, you're right.
But the quick fire, he actually got something that was worthwhile.
Yes,
he got to pick which dish he wanted.
Yeah, to me, by winning the elimination challenge, he basically won he's already won.
I know, it doesn't matter.
Yeah. Let's stop. The guest judge this week is Eric Repair.
Yes.
And I know he was on there last year, right?
I love him.
It was two seasons ago. It was season three.
Yeah,
okay. He was a guy in Colorado.
For some reason, I was thinking he was on this season before.
No.
He seems so familiar to me, but I guess it was just the one from two seasons ago.
He was a part of the final that was in Colorado.
That's right. Yeah, he was one of the ones who was the mentor judge.
Yeah,
who helped them cook. Now I remember that.
Yeah.
Yes. Well, he judges the fish filleting, and Stefan wins. Mm-hmm. And the final one, I loved that they had the fillet eel.
Yeah,
that was hilarious.
Great.
Now, I gave obviously Stefan a huge advantage.
Yeah.
Because how often is an American fillet an eel? But Stefan, being German, grew up with eel, quote unquote.
Yeah, right.
So,
and it showed. Well,
that's like saying, I don't know. Still, I don't think a lot of Germans, I don't think that a lot of like average people grow up skinning eels. That'd be like, I'm from Arkansas, which I am, skinning coons. Like, I'm not, like, we don't eat possum. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Sure, I've had raccoon at your house at least three times.
I have to say, my parents have eaten raccoon. But,
fresh grilled
raccoon. But we didn't grow up
with it.
The
truth comes out. But yeah, well, and Fabio in the second was the sardine.
Yeah,
he was like, oh yeah, I've done this all my life. And his were perfect.
You
could see his.
Oh, I know.
And everybody else was like destroyed. Ooh. I thought that was a good challenge. But,
so we move on to the elimination challenge, and this is where. Well, first I want to throw out that we had a very good comment. We found out why Carla Jar Jar Binks was not really a major player in the later Star Wars movies. She was going to be a theater major. but decided yes. to get into cooking. So
that's right.
Jar Jar decided after Phantom Menace that this acting thing really is not for me. I'm going to go into cooking.
Yeah. You know, I've got to say, on this show, it always is funny to me how they give them something that seems great, and then they turn it into a challenge, and the chefs are surprised every time.
Yeah,
if you go on the show, if there's any point you think to yourself, this is awesome, you should immediately think, why?
Is this so awesome?
They take them to Eric Repair's restaurant for lunch. I can't even pronounce it.
Oh, my gosh. That was probably like a $600 lunch.
Yeah.
And I was really hoping, by the way, that Stefan would wear his I Make Good Baby shirt to the restaurant.
He
wore a button-down shirt, unfortunately.
Yeah, he got all dressed up.
I was really hoping he'd wear that T-shirt to impress the judges. But they go, and they had six different dishes. Shockingly, if you do the math, six contestants left, six dishes.
I know.
Could this be a trick?
I know. And they're like, oh, that's a really nice lunch. Thanks. Bye.
Yeah, bye. Okay, we're going to the dance club or something.
I know.
And then they were asked to recreate the dish, one of the dishes, essentially. Yes. Stefan, as his quick fire challenge advantage, was given the choice of the six dishes. The remaining five drew knives. Mm-hmm. And Stefan picked a lobster dish.
I love that Hosea was like, oh, he just picked that because it was easy. I'm like, you would have done the same thing.
Yeah, exactly. Because it was probably the simplest dish the least subtle. I mean, it's lobster. Lobster and hollandaise sauce.
And the asparagus wasn't even cooked.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. So, yeah, he did the right thing. He made the right choice.
And he earned that.
Stefan again wins the elimination challenge. Yes. You know, I make a mark on my sheet every time somebody wins a challenge. Mm-hmm. Stefan has four quick fire wins and four elimination wins.
Yeah.
Three other top appearances and one bottom appearance. Mm-hmm. The guy is a machine. He is an efficient German piece of engineering.
You know, and honestly,
he's a Volkswagen.
He is a Volkswagen. I thought Carla might actually win this one. I thought Jar Jar had a shot because by the talk, it sounded like the dish she prepared was much more difficult to reproduce.
She did a decent job with it.
Yeah, it sounded like she did a good job with it. And she was also sucking up to Eric Repair with the whole Washington, D.C. thing there for a while.
I gotta say, she's really starting to annoy me when she starts talking to the judges. Like, girl, I don't know what happened here.
I know.
It's so
suddenly
annoying.
She's turned into Nell Carter.
Just terrible. Just stop it.
Oh, my God.
She had the quickfire where she just completely massacred the sardine. And she's like, you don't have to say it, girl. I know. It's terrible. And Eric Repair's like, I'm a dude. Yeah, I'm going to call a girl.
I'm a Frenchman. Don't know Nell Carter.
Awful.
What are you saying?
But, she does well. And the other in the top three for a change was Fabio, who did a very fine job. For once, did not make a critical error.
That's right.
He did a little overcook the sourdough bread on his fish.
Looked like it. Yeah.
It was like a sourdough encrusted fish.
Slightly darker.
But it wasn't burned, and he did a good job with it. So he got up there in the top. As Dave mentioned, as the winner, Stefan basically gets to follow Eric Repair around for a week. Like at different restaurants, watching him do his thing, and then he goes with him to a food
extravaganza
kind of thing.
Yeah,
like basically 2 week one-on-one mentorship with a guy who's considered
the best guy in the world. Right.
Yeah, you know, you could not put a price.
No,
the $100,000 that the winner will get would not pay for that 2 weeks.
Right,
I guarantee it would not. Yeah, Stefan in my eyes has already won the competition with that. I mean, that'll do more for his career.
Oh, yeah.
That right there
for
than winning this competition.
Yeah.
So the bottom, we have obviously the three left, Hosea, Leah, and Jamie. And
You know what? I just had a thought. Speaking of those bottom three, I'm wondering if maybe Eric Repair was like, I do not want to spend time with those three.
I wonder that too. And maybe that's why Carla didn't win.
Like,
you know,
she's really annoying.
I don't think I can do it.
He and Stefan will live happily ever after.
And let's just point out, Jamie was the one who said she wasn't real so crazy. She was a little bored with the lunch.
Yeah, she kind of annoyed me because she said as they were tasting the food, oh, I'm not inspired by this food, and this isn't that great, and blah, blah, blah. Kind of boring.
And she didn't really like.
Yeah, I liked that the least of the six. And
these are all excuses for
failure. She drew a sea bass that she did not
like. It's also a good way for if they review the taste for you to get kicked off.
Yeah. No, see, I think, no, look, if you draw sea bass, you better make that. Yeah. Like, the other stuff, like, there were a fish that I can't even tell you what they were because I have never heard of in my life. Like, sea bass is something I've actually eaten.
Well, it wasn't the fish, though, that was the problem. Her problem was she had to put it on top of braised celery, and the celery, yeah. like, it reduced, and it was way, way, yeah. way too salty. Yeah. She messed up the celery, and that's what ended up killing her.
I'm sorry, but I think that giving up during the quick fire is worse than salty celery.
Well, and the way I think what kills me about this show is they know at this point that all of us as viewers want to see Leah go away.
Yeah.
And they're teasing us with it. During the way they edited the show, during the comments, it made it seem like Tom Colicchio was going to be the knight in shining armor, come in and lop the dragon that is Leah's head completely off. And instead, we get to see Jamie go.
Jamie, who made an error.
And knew what her mistake was.
A minute and a half's worth of error. Because, I mean, that's what... Celery is, like, highly flavored. That's why, like, every soup you ever eat has celery in it. But there comes a point, just like anything else, if you overdo it, it just explodes. And so, yes, she made that error. Leah didn't know what she was doing.
Right. Yeah. Leah's explanation. No, they asked them all.
Gosh,
if they knew what they were
doing. I wish I knew how you made that sauce.
Because the thing about this challenge was when you're recreating someone else's dish, you have to be able to deconstruct it. And they asked them if they knew where they went wrong to essentially see if they learned from their mistakes. And Leah and Hosea both figured out what they'd done wrong. Jamie and Hosea figured out what they'd done wrong. Whereas Leah had no clue.
Yeah, really.
She still doesn't know how to make that dish.
I know. She's like, I tried some maple syrup and
I put butter in the miso. And they're like, why would you ever put butter in miso?
There was no butter. Did you eat the dish that you were trying to? No. I mean, we're talking about Top Chef, right? And when they said, what's worse, somebody who knows what their mistake is or who just has no idea, that's an obvious answer.
Yeah.
I mean, if I'm hiring somebody, I want to know somebody who knows what they're doing. I have to completely show everything that they do.
Right.
Seemed like when they had them all in there and they were discussing that they hated Jamie's dish more, that because it was almost unedible, she was probably going to go home. But then when they leave and, you know, the judges had their little talk, they edited it to a point where it just seemed like we're finally going to get to see Leah go because she just had no clue, and Colicchio was just absolutely annihilating her on that.
And in my opinion, they kept her on because of the sexual tension.
I totally agree.
I think you're right. I've talked about it before,
which is unfortunate for Jamie because she doesn't even have the possibility of sexual tension with Hosea.
Exactly.
She does with Stefan.
She had that great, bizarre sexual tension. It was so much more entertaining, in my opinion. She actually had an opportunity to win the competition.
That I think is what makes me so angry because I didn't think Jeff was ever going to win last week. I would much rather have seen
he kept making the same mistakes over and over. You knew eventually it was going to get him.
But Jamie's a good cook, and she's done here's my question. If I tell you you can invite one of these three people over, Carla, Jamie, or Leah, to cook for you, who are you going to pick?
Yeah, it'd be Jamie.
You're certainly not going to pick Leah.
She'd be the last certainly of those.
Certainly not going to pick Leah. Unless you like frozen pizza.
Exactly.
If you like frozen pizza, I would call Leah.
Yeah.
I think what gets me too is she always has this disinterested, boring look on her face. Like, I really don't care.
They asked her when she gave up, are you ready to give up? When she says the dumbest things and makes the dumbest faces, they're using that footage.
Well,
she's like, huh? She's got these ridiculous, like, she's pouting. It's like, are you kidding
me? Lots of pouting.
It's that look where you kind of open your jaw drops a little bit and you kind of raise your nose a little bit, like,
make this sound, you know.
That's the look.
So, yeah. So she's still around. It's great. It's fantastic.
If she's in the final four, I'm going to give up on humanity.
And then, you know, the thing is, they're not even playing up the sexual tension at this point. That's what really is. I mean, if that's still was going on and you had good TV coming out, okay, I give you that. But it's not even there now.
It's funny to me that they are sort of like a broken up couple now because Jose is like, you don't just give up, God.
And yeah, she's like, you need to just sear the fish more. That's the verb you're looking for. Well done.
So we know from next week that Fabio is going to cut his hand off.
Yes.
Virtually.
Oh.
Which will be interesting. And we haven't seen any clips to show this, but we're going to just assume that Leah's going to suck again.
Yes. You can bet on that.
Hopefully, please pray to the Top Chef God she goes home. Dearest Padma and holy Tom Colicchio,
I mean,
please
come
send her
on.
Home.
Please.
Give us a break.
Please.
We're tired of looking at this idiot.
You know what? Best case scenario is somehow Leah and Carla will light each other on fire. And then there'll be like some sort of explosion. They both have to go to the hospital. And then you'll just be left with the European duo and then Hosea, who's okay.
Do you know who really, really benefits from this more than anyone? This whole like last 2 weeks of Leah not going home. It's Hosea and Fabio. In the last 2 weeks, Fabio has gone from most likely gone within the next 3 weeks to series contender for the final two.
Right.
Yeah.
And as it has a Hosea. Like they were both on the verge of any week they could go home, but now they're so far ahead of Leah and
Carla both too. Ahead of
Carla too.
Carla too. It's certainly, of course, she...
I mean, get the feeling she's going to screw up.
Yeah, she at least made her own bed. I mean, she hasn't. She's been good the last 2 weeks. Whereas Hosea and Fabio, especially last week, he could have definitely gone home. But yeah, this Leah is like the key. It's like she's the buffer. She's the safety net that they all have.
And I think I'm just so frustrated with the way Top Chef works. This whole concept that what you've done through the season does not matter. You can be the best chef for 10 straight weeks, and if you suck this week, you're out. And it's so frustrating because essentially, all you had to do every week is not finish last.
Finish in the middle, yeah.
And then wait until the last episode to do anything good.
I don't know if I kind of conflicted on that because in a way, I think it sort of mirrors the way a restaurant works. You know, where if you're a solid restaurant, you're going to be fine, but then you're going to have a night where you're a big reviewer or a big crowd is going to come in, and you really got to knock it out of the park. And if you do, things can really accelerate for you. You know, but. And so you can kind of survive that way and become well known that way. But if you screw up and make bad food, you're never gonna do well.
And so if you're Leah, you just end up working at Fazoli's.
Exactly. I mean, I don't get it. I just don't get it because I can see that to where you can be solid every week and then you have a bad week. Well, that's how a restaurant can close.
Yeah.
You know, I
if
mean,
you're bad true. Every week though. The health department closes you down.
All right.
Which is essentially, here's my prediction.
All three guys are going to make it in the top four, and there'll be the fire explosion.
That's right.
To cancel out the other two.
Can you imagine?
I'm just saying, that's my prediction next week.
My prediction is Stefan's going home.
Oh, Lord. You know what? Honestly, I'm going to stop watching the show. I'm going to boycott for the rest of the season if that happens. Stefan is so clearly at this point. You know, we try to go through handicapping this. And last year we had this little bit of tension because you knew that between Richard and what was the girl's name who won it?
Curly hair. With
Stephanie.
You knew that between the two of them, one could step up that week.
Dun, dun, dun.
You knew that one of them could win either week. And even though Richard seemed to be a little better.
He was better. But
there were weeks where she at least turned it on and was good competition.
Yeah.
There is no one left in this competition who has, I'm keeping track of these wins.
Of hope.
Hosea has two wins. Carla has two wins. And Stefan has eight.
None.
Eight.
Yeah. Yeah,
he has eight.
He's secretariat. There's no question about it. But like I said, he's already won the competition, so he's such a funny guy. Maybe he'll just say, "You know what? I think I'm going to go home. Me and Eric, we're going to hop on a plane. We're going to get out of here.
And I'm going to wear my I Make Good Baby shirt. And hope that Eric picks me up on the offer.
We're going to let Jar Jar Binks win this thing, so we can bring in the Lucasfilm next season and really blow this thing out. So why not? Wow. Nothing else makes sense.
Stefan has to win. He has to.
Well,
and at this point, honestly, him, Fabio, Hosea, as long as the three of those are like the ones left at the end. I get the sense that, you know, last year we got stuck with Lisa. I'm afraid we're going to get stuck with either Leah or Carla in the bottom. Yeah.
Well, there's going to be at least
one of the two of them will sneak in, and we're going to have to just hope that they get eliminated.
Well, I certainly hope that if whoever it is, whoever's the third, I hope they earn their way in. I hope it's not one of these. Oh well, you're the least terrible. Anyway. Stefan, you better win. The show is riding on it. The natives are restless. The pitchforks are raised.
Public demands
There's
it.
There's torches being lit as we speak.
To light
your
two
girlfriend,
of them
your dream girl, has been sent home.
I know, for her adventure.
Do it for Jamie, Stefan. Do it for Jamie. Maybe she'll change teams for you. Who knows? On that bitter note, we bid a not so fond farewell. We're all angry. Next week, hopefully, we'll be in a better mood. Thank you.